Morning. It's 7:47 a.m. on Tuesday, June the 2nd, 2020. It's a pleasant enough morning. It's already 70 degrees. And while there's a lot of high thin clouds around, it's still pretty warm out here. Particularly in the sun. Shade is good. Sun is not so good. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I don't have anything to talk about today. Today's task is going to be to bake the bread that I made yesterday. I made yogurt yesterday too. I think I'm going to go back and have the yogurt for breakfast. The bread got started at the same time the yogurt did, but because I proof it for 12 hours in the fridge, 12 to 15 hours in the fridge. I have to proof it overnight. And when I get back, I gotta go preheat the oven and get the boiling water ready to go, because I'm gonna bake in loaf pans this time. I don't know how this is gonna turn out, we'll see. Feeding the starter twice a day seemed to have perked up the early stages of the build. The leaven, which is a super starter, where you take fresh water, fresh flour, and add a tablespoon of the starter to it, and then let that work for a few hours. And the leaven was very bubbly, and it, when I put the water in it to make the actual bread dough, most of the leaven floated, which is actually a sign that it's in good shape. Like, that's not the case in past efforts. So it was real lively. I'm not exactly sure. Putting the loaves together, there's not a lot of structure to this dough. It's one of the difficulties. One of the reasons I want to put it in a loaf pan, so I can get something I can slice and put in the toaster. They flatten out really bad, because it's not, even with the carbon dioxide in them, it doesn't really rise like you think. Good morning. Lady here right at the corner. For good wide berth for her dog. It doesn't really rise like I'm used to seeing rise. It doesn't have the same structure that I'm used to seeing in bread making, where, you know, the dough doubles and then you punch it down and knead it a little bit and put it in for final proof, and it doubles again. It doesn't double. It never doubles. It doesn't seem to want to ever double. The second batch I made, the one I took pictures of, actually came out the best. Up till now, maybe today will be better. So I'm running a little bit on empty right at the moment because I got up, I had a cup of coffee. I've been up a little more than an hour at this point. But I haven't had anything to eat yet. To call the eye doctor, the dentist, to find out. The dentist office reopened. My wife got a note from them yesterday that she has an appointment, or had an appointment, tomorrow, the 3rd. I've got an eye doctor appointment this month sometime. This assisted living place is looking nice. They're beginning to get the siding on it. This end is still all white Tevec house wrap, but the other end is, it's very nice. I call it Loden green, or it's actually a pale green. I think Loden is darker than that. It's a very nice sort of gray-green color siding, alternated with some brick facade. Looks very nice. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Smells? What do I smell, Marie? Smells good. Fresh mountain grass? Should probably go to the grocery store today. I'm trying to think of all the stuff I'm out of. Down to my last onion, so if I don't go today, I've got to go tomorrow. Breaking out of the shade into the sun. It's definitely not as bright as it was yesterday. It's a big bank of high thin clouds up there, so it's taken some of the brightness off, but it's still quite warm. That reminds me, I need to go through and I was just thinking it's June the 2nd. What have I got to do? I've got to go through and do my bookkeeping for the end of the month. For May. May was a good month. Good morning. Really scarred up this road. Cleaning off the ice last winter. They got a backhoe in here, and one of the buckets that has teeth on the front of it, and they just scraped the shit out of both the concrete and the tar. I wonder if I've got to come out at 6 o'clock. I don't know if the sun is up at 6 o'clock. I wasn't up at six. Cats woke me at 4, and I curled up on the couch. Fed them and shut them up, and then curled up on the couch till about 6:15 or so. I really don't have a lot to say today. I'm realizing just how many times I've caught myself walking along and not talking, just sort of smelling the morning air. It's really nice. It's really fresh. Blue sky coming in over the mountains. What are these people doing out here? I guess it's not as many as it looks. City has some landscape people working. It makes it look like there's more because they're all in the same line. It looked like there was some sort of parade or something. I was like, what the hell is going on? Weed whacker, he's going around the trees. Try to give these a couple extra space here. Morning. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.